and the latest travel from Fiona McKinnon.
Robert, here's the latest travel news from BBC London 94.9. And let me just paint you a little picture. I came to work wearing a floaty dress and heels. I'm now currently on the BBC exercise bike in the piazza at Broadcasting House in honour of the Tour de France. I've done about 10 kilometres, so, and collectively we have done over 100 kilometres. So well done to the team. Hooray! OK, so here's the travel news. We've got major disruption on the Eurostar following overhead line problems in the tunnel and a sailing problem in France. Severe delays and cancellations to be expected. Eurostar advising you to postpone your journey today. No more new tickets will be distributed. Just to let you know that I am a little bit out of breath as I'm continuing to pedal as I'm doing my bulletin. So as far as the roads go, we have extensive closures in place in north, east and central London because of the Tour de France. So best to avoid driving in these areas today and use public transport instead. The road closures will be in place until 6, but some will reopen in stages once the riders have gone through and it's safe to do so. So the Tour de France is expected to reach the Mall at approximately 3:45. It's coming into London via Epping Forest to Olympic Park, approaching the centre via Plaistow, Wapping and Shad. Also, closures include the A104 and the A106. Tower, Southwark and Westminster bridges are closed, so expect Lambeth Bridge to be very slow indeed. And the Limehouse Link and Aspen Way are also shut. We've got queues on the A13 westbound approaching Prince Regent Lane. Fiona McKinnon, BBC London 94.9, next update in half an hour.